The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Gimal. Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously in memory of Arlet Tamir. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Achabaruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We are beginning today's daf on the Bet Amud Bet, and we are two lines from the bottom, starting with Rav Asher. Our subject over here that we're discussing is the Gemara that talks about the 7-day preparation that was needed by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim. The Gemara then went on to say that the same preparation was done for the one that prepared the Para Aduma. The Gemara learned it from a Pasuk. The Gemara now discusses why did we learn the Pasuk to come and include Yom Kippur that needs a 7-day preparation. Why not include the holiday of Shemini Atzeret? Where did they get Shemini Atzeret from? They said, well, it's similar to the Hakamata Mishkan, because it was a 1-day holiday, just like Behiba Yom Shemini was the 8th day, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day of the inauguration. And it should be learned as a Kal Vachomer, meaning that since Shemini Atzeret, not only is that day holy, but before it, the days are holy as well. And therefore, if you're saying that you need a 7-day preparation for Hakamata Mishkan, certainly you should need a 7-day preparation for Shemini Atzeret that's surrounded by days of Kodesh, meaning the days that precede Shemini Atzeret. So in the previous daf, we saw the answer of Rav Misharshia. But Rav Misharshia said, you're right, the Kal Vachomer is definitely sound, but since the Pasuk says Hazeh, so it teaches us that only days that are like the Yom HaKamata Mishkan, which is a day that stands alone, that has no Kiddushah before it. There was no Kiddushah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There were not any holidays before it. And therefore it says Hazeh to teach me Kazeh. Only days like it. And therefore Yom Kippur would be similar. Yom Kippur is 1 day. It stands alone. There's no holiday before it. Therefore it needs a 7-day preparation. Whereas Shemini Atzeret is not similar to the Yom HaKamata Mishkan in the sense that it's Kiddushah before it. Now Rav Asher is going to give a different answer to that exact question. Rav Asher Amar, Mi'ika Midi, Da'ikar Regel Lo Ba'e Perisha, Tafel Dide Ba'e Perisha. He says, are you going to tell me? Does it make sense to say that the main holiday, the Ikar, the primary holiday, doesn't need a Perisha of 7 days? So the ancillary holiday, meaning the secondary holiday of Shemini Atzeret, which is only a tag along to Shemini Atzeret, to Sukkot, you're going to say that it needs a Perisha? Which is if on the Ikar, if on the primary you don't need, so all the more so on the secondary you're not going to need. So the Gemara then says, V'afilu leman damar Shemini Degel Bufnei Atzmo. And even according to the opinion that says, wait, Shemini Atzeret really is considered its own holiday. Meaning it's not really considered secondary to Sukkot, it stands on its own. Hani mile le'inyam pazer kashev. It only stands separately regarding 6 things. There, Rashid Tavor of this things, these 6 things are Pazer Kashev. And Rashid tells us what each one stands for. And we'll see what that is in a minute. But the point is, only regarding 6 things, Shemini Atzeret is different than Sukkot. Aval, Le'anyan Tashlumin, but for example, regarding the law of Tashlumin, where a person did not bring his Korban on Sukkot, for example, a person has to bring a Korban Hagigah on Sukkot. Let's say he didn't bring his Korban Hagigah on Sukkot, Tashlumin Dirishonu. He's able to bring a Korban Hagigah on Shemini Atzeret to make up for the Korban that he did not bring on Sukkot. So you see, really, there is a connection between Shemini Atzeret and Sukkot. Dehatena, because we learned in the Mishnah, Mishelo Hag B'Yom Tov Arishon Shel Hag, a person that did not bring his Hagigah on the first day of Sukkot, Chogeg Ve'Olech Kol HaRegel Kulo. You're able to bring the Hagigah as a makeup the whole holiday of Sukkot, v'yom tov acharon shel chag, including the last day of the holiday. So really you see what? Besides the six things that Sukkot and Shemini Atzeret are different, regarding Tashlumin, they're the same. So therefore, Shemini Atzeret really is like the, we'll call it the end of Sukkot, in the sense that you can make up your Korban Chagigah on Shemini Atzeret for Sukkot. Oh, so we go back to the logic. So on Sukkot, you don't need 7 days of preparation, meaning the Kohanim that are bringing the Korbanot on Sukkot don't have to separate themselves for 7 days. Certainly on the Tafel, which is Shemini Atzeret, which is the end of Sukkot, which is subordinate to Sukkot, certainly would not need a 7 day preparation by the Kohanim. So then we're going back to Kippur. Now, what are the six things here that makes Shemini Atzeret different? So, Pazer Kashev, the Peh stands for, and we start with the top Rashi, Pious. Pious literally means the lottery. La'atzmo. It has its own lottery. She'en Pious Mepare Ahag Etzeh La'mishmarot. On Sukkot, they brought Korbanot. There was enough Korbanot that was brought throughout the holiday of Sukkot that the 24 Mishmarot, each one was able to bring Korbanot. The Mishnayot and Masechet Sukkah tell us clearly how they divided the Korbanot of Sukkot by the 24 Mishmarot. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah says that every Mishmar got two chances to bring Korbanot because there were so many, and some Mishmarot even got three chances. So there was no need to make a lottery because there were so many Korbanot on Sukkot. However, Shekol HaMishmarot Shonot Umshaleshot, and they even bring three times. Lefi Hashbon Sidran, Kemo Shishinu Masechet Sukkah, like we learned in Sukkah. Aval Par Shel Shemini Betchila Mifaisin Alav. But the part of Shemini Atzeret, they brought one part, and therefore you have to take a lottery which Kohen, which group is going to bring this animal. So the difference between Sukkot and Shemini Atzeret is, number one, pious. Sukkot Korbanot do not go by the lottery system, whereas Shemini Atzeret does. Second item would be the Zayin. Zayin, as she says, Zman Le'atzmo, Levarech Shehayanu. Meaning, it's a separate holiday in the sense that just like you make Shehayanu on the first day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeret you also have to make a Shehayanu. The next thing, Regel Le'atzmo. Meaning, she'en shem haga Sukkot alav. It's not called Sukkot. Which means in the Tefillah, instead of saying B'yom HaSukkot Hazeh, you would say B'yom Shemini Hag Atzeret Hazeh. Now the Tosfot, right on the top there, has a different interpretation from Rashi in Masechet Sukkah. Pirish Rashi Regel La'atzmo She'en Yoshvim B'Sukkah. That's how he learns the regel. On Shemini Atzeret, you don't sit in the Sukkah. Korban Le'atzmo, that would be the Kof. She'en korbano shave lechol shar yimot ha'chag. The korban of Shemini Atzeret is not similar to the korban of Sukkot. She'kulam parim mirubim. Every day of Sukkot they bring many parim. Ve'elim shenayim, always two elim. Ve'yud dalet kevasim, and they bring 14 kevasim. Ve'kan par echad, ayir echad, ve'shiv'a kevasim. So therefore, the korbanot are clearly different. Then you have the Sheen, Shir La'atzmo. She'en Shiro Shaveh Lechol Sha'ar Shirot Yemei Hag. The songs that the Levim would sing on Shemini Atzeret are different than the songs that they would sing throughout the holiday of Sukkot. Kol Shir Yemei Hag. The songs they would sing in the Beit HaMikdash on Sukkot. Medaber Me'en Gezel Matenot Aniyim. We talk about the laws of Leket, Shecha, Pe'ah, and the people that would take the entitlements of the Aniyim. Those are the Mizmorim that were read on Sukkot. The Otan Shel Chol HaMoed, and the Mizmorim that were read on Chol HaMoed, Mefaresh B'Masechet Sukkah, Chombahi. That's an Asher Tevot of the different chapters that were read on Chol HaMoed. V'Shel Shemini Atzeret Eno Me'en Asif. The Shemini Atzeret doesn't talk about the crop or the harvest like Sukkot does. Ve'lo pirshu lanu ezehu shiro. But as she says, I don't know exactly what shir they sang, but it's not the shir that they sang on Sukkot. Now the Tosfot in Dibura Matras Shir Bifnei Atzmo says, Yesh Sheh, Bemasekat Sofrim, Yesh Shayu Omnim Lam Nasayach Ala Sheminit, Bebet HaKenezet, which is our custom as well, we say Lam Nasayach Ala Sheminit, Veshem Megam HaLevihim Ayu Omrim Oto Bebet HaMikdash. And maybe that's the Shir that they said as well in the Bet HaMikdash. Furthermore, the last item would be the Bet. Bet would be Beracha La'atzmo Lashi. Beracha shayu mevarchim letfilat haye hamelech. There was a special beracha that they made on the last day of Sukkot, which we now said it, that they blessed the king. For example, Shlomo HaMelech, they would give him a beracha, and then everybody would go back to their homes. Kedem mefarish betosefta tesukah al shem biyom eshivni shalach ataam vibarichu et hamelech. There was a pasuk, there was a special beracha that they specifically would give to the kings. Now, the Tosfot and Rabbeinu Tam, he has a different interpretation to Beracha. Rabbeinu Tam explains Beracha is referring to Birkat HaMazon and Tefillah, that you say Shemini Chag Atzeret Hazeh. So the Beracha is referring to the Tefillah and the Birkat HaMazon, that is a special edition of Shemini Atzeret. In any event, all agree that there are six. Pazer, Kashev, six differences. But Yan Tashlumin, you can make the Tashlumin of Sukkah, Tashmini Atzeret, so therefore it's considered subordinate to it. Therefore, you're not obligated for the 7-day preparation. Now the Gemara says, Ve'ema Atzeret. What about the holiday of Shavuot? De'pirishat Shiv'ah li'yom echad. Because it has the qualities of separating 7 days for 1 day. Which means it's just like Kippur. Kippur is 1 day. And what? We're saying that we'll separate 7 days for Kippur. So why learn for Kippur? Instead of learning for Kippur that you need a 7-day preparation, learn it for Shavuot. And again, you can't argue and say, well, it's a 7-day holiday. Shavuot is not a 7-day holiday. It's a 1-day holiday, just like Kippur. So we're back to the question. Why not say that you need a 7-day preparation, meaning the Kohanim that are bringing the Korbanot should have to separate themselves 7 days from before? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Danin par ehad ve'ayil ehad, mipar ehad ve'ayil ehad. We'd rather learn a Kippur, which on Kippur the Korban is a par and an ayil. Those are the Korban that they brought for Musaf, par ehad and ayil ehad. And we'd rather learn that from the Milu'im that also had a par ehad and an ayil ehad. Which is, those were the Korbanot, they were similar Korbanot brought on Kippur, like they were brought on the days of the Milu'im, meaning on the day that there's Hakamat HaMishkan. So therefore, you're preparing for the same day that has similar Korbanot. La'apukei Atzeret. But to exclude Shavuot, Dishnei Elim Ninu. That on Shavuot, they brought two Elim. It wasn't a pot and an ayil. It was indeed Shnei Elim. Let's read Rashi. Danin par ehad va'ayil ehad. Avodat Musaf Yom Kippurim, the Musaf of Yom Kippur, par ehad va'ayil ehad. Va'avodat Shemini la'miluim, and the service that was brought on the 8th day of the Miluim was what? Par ehad va'ayil ehad. Dichtiv, kach lecha egel ben baka lechatat, etc. So therefore the Gemara says the analogy between Kippur and the Miluim is a much more clear analogy in the sense that the korbanot are similar. Comes again when one says, "Hanika leman damar yom kippurim ayil echadu." Yeah, that works out good according to the opinion that says that they only brought one ayil on Kippur. Ela leman damar shne elim ninu ma'ika lememar. But there's an opinion that says that Kippur had two elim. Oh, so now we're back to the question. For that, if it's two elim, then Kippur and Shavuot basically are the same. So for the same money that you learned from Kippur, you could have learned to Shavuot that it needs preparation. Now, where do we see an opinion that says it's two elim? The Tanya, because we have a Braita. And the Braita says, Rabbi Omer, Ayil Echad Hu Ha'amur Kan, Hu Ha'amur B'Humash Ha'Pekudim. The Korbanot of Kippur are written twice in the Torah. It's written once in Parashat Aharemot, and the second time in Parashat Pinehas. In both Parashiyot, it mentions the obligation to bring an ayil. So the first opinion, who is actually Rabbi, he says it's the same ayil. the aisle that was mentioned in Aharemot, and then it's repeated in Parashat Pinchas. It's one aisle. However, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon Omer Shne Elim Hem Echad Amur Kan VeEchad Amur BeUmash Pekudim. Jesus, there's two different aisles, which means one aisle was for the Yom Kippur itself, for the day, and the other aisle mentioned in Parashat Pinchas was an aisle for Korban Musaf. It's two different Elim. Oh, so once you already have an opinion that says it was two different Korbanot, so that says what? It's no different than Shavuot. So we're back to the question. L'chaorah, you should need 7 day preparation for Shavuot. Why'd you pick Kippur? At least according to that opinion. We could read Rashi. Rashi says, Ayil Ehadu, right, that's the first opinion of Rabbi, שהיה קורבן סיבור ביום הכיפורים הוא האמור כאן בחרי מות ומעט עדה פנסה יקח שני סיעני עזים נחתת ואייל אחד לעולה. That's the aisle in החרי מות. הוא האמור בפנחס למוספים. That's the same aisle. That's the קורבן מוסף that was mentioned in פרשת פנחס. It's not a separate קורבן. But the second opinion says no. They actually brought two separate קורבנות. Two aisles. So Gemara says, "I feel Utema Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon." I can tell you, it's even going according to that opinion. Why? Hatam by the case of Kippur, had lechovat hayom vehad lemusafim, which means one is for the obligation Kippur. Kippur mandates a special korban, and the second aisle is for what? The korban musaf of Kippur, which is similar to the Korbanot of the Miluim. Of the Miluim. Why? Rashi. Had lechovat hayom. Hahu d'acharemot chovat hayom. Ve'en hakarui musaf. Right, that's not the musaf. Ve'lo ketiv atam melibat olat haboker kedichtim bechol ha-musafim melibat olat haboker temash mazeh musaf al davar yom biyomo. Which means whenever it says in the Torah melibat olat haboker, that always refers to a musaf. Besides the morning korban, you got to bring an extra one. Now in Parashat Pinchas it says the words melibat. So therefore, the one that was in Parashat Aharemot is an ayil for the chovat hayom. And the korban musaf, the ayil in Parashat Pinchas was not for the korban Musaf, which is similar, which is Korban Musaf, which is similar to the Korban that was brought, the aisle that was brought on the eighth day, which was an aisle for Korban Musaf. However, La Puke Atzeret de Tarvayu Chovat Hayom Ninu. But in Shavuot, they brought two aisles, but they were both for Chovat Hayom. They were both for the day. Therefore, there was no Musaf aisle. So therefore, it makes more sense to learn from Kippur that has an aisle of Musaf to the Miluim, which also has an aisle of Musaf. Granted, on Kippur you had two Elim, but bottom line, one of them was for a Musaf just like the Miluim was, as opposed to Shavuot, where there was two Elim, but none of them were for Musaf. They were actually brought with the Shteh Alechem. When they brought the two breads that they brought on Shavuot, each one got its separate korban as an ayil. Therefore, it was not a musaf. Now the Gemara moves on to the next question. Actually, we can read that inside Rashi. La'apuke atzeret, de tarvayu chovat hayom ninu, lechovat shteh alechem. Right? For the obligation of the shteh alechem, de ketiv, hekrabtem al alechem, ve'elim shenayim, uchovat hayom de miluim, ayil echad, hu dehava. Right? The chovat hayom of the...
It is an
ayil
or
is it? No, it's not an ayil. The shtei elim of Shavuot are Chovat Hayom.
So maybe we're learning from the Chovat Hayom to the Chovat Hayom. Maybe not Musaf.
So therefore on Miluim you had one ayil. So you tell me that ayil was one ayil for Chovat Hayom. Oh, that's what I learned. You want to say one ayil was Chovat Hayom and one ayil on Kippur was for Chovat Hayom. Okay, as opposed to Shavuot, where both aisles are for Chovat Hayom. The Gemara is concluding at this point that the reason why you don't learn Shavuot that we need 7 days, because true you brought two Elim, but those two Elim are for Chovat Hayom. As opposed to Kippur, even if you want to say that you brought Shte Elim, but one aisle was for Chovat Hayom and one's for Musaf. Similarly, the one aisle that was brought during the Miluim, meaning on the eighth day, was also brought for Chovat Hayom. So the analogy between Kippur and Yom HaShemini was what? One aisle for Chovat Hayom. As opposed to Shavuot, which was two Elim for Chovat Hayom. So better to learn Kippur then to Shavuot. Very good. Comes the Gemara and goes further and says, Ve'ema le'Rosh Hashanah. Oh, now we got another holiday. How come you don't learn that you need 7 day preparation for Rosh Hashanah? De'pirishat shivah le'yom echad. Because again, it has that same concept. Separate 7 days for 1 day. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, they brought a Korban Musaf. It was Par Echad and Ayil Echad. And therefore, seemingly, it was similar in the sense to the Miluim, that also had Par Echad and Ayil Echad. Let's look at the Gemara further. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abu, Danin Par Ve'ayil Shelo, Mipar Ve'ayil Shelo. So the Gemara comes along and says, there's a difference. When we talk about the par and the ayil that they brought during the Miluim, or the par and the ayil that they brought on Kippur, they had to be from the Kohen. The Kohen paid for these korbanot. Like it says in the Pasuk, Bezot, Yavo, Aaron, Lakodesh, Befar, Ben Bakal, Lehatat, Be'ayil Le'olah. He paid for it. And therefore, that's on Kippur. And then you have Par Ve'ayil of Miluim. Because it says, Kach Lecha Egel Vakevez Ben Shana. So therefore, on Miluim and on Kippur, the Kohen paid for it himself. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, they brought the same Korbanot, but they were brought from Sibur. So therefore, you cannot learn from Miluim. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, La puke atzeret. La puke atzeret de tarvayu. Chovate yom ninu. We read that one. Danim par shelo, the next one. De miluim mishelo. The miluim came from the Kohen's pocket. How? Dechtiv kachlecha. Eget, ubiyom kipurim. Name ika par ve'ayil mishelo. How do you know? Bezot yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. Befar ben Bakar, la puke atzeret v'Rosh Hashanah, de tzibur ninu. So therefore you knock out Rosh Hashanah and you knock out the Shavuot based on the fact that the one who's responsible to pay for it is different. No, but it's considered Yom HaRichta. It's considered one long day. Turaz one day. Yom HaRichta. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Hani Haleman Damar. This is all good. According to the opinion that says, Kahlecha, that whenever it says in the Torah, Kahlecha, take for yourself, Mishilecha. That means that the Kohen himself has to pay for it. Aselecha, and anytime it says, make for yourself, for example, when God told Moshe, Aselecha Hasoserot, make for yourself the horns made out of silver. Also Mishilecha. So therefore it makes sense. On the Miluim it says that what? Kachlecha, that he has to take for himself. So therefore we learn what? That it means he has to pay for it himself. So that's not a problem. Right? Kachlecha Egel. However, Ela Leman Damar Mishil Sibur. But according to the opinion that says, even when it says Kachlecha, it means Sibur, from the Sibur. I mean, it doesn't mean that you should take it from the personal property of the Kohen. Ella, take it from the Sibur. Ma'ika le'memar. So now we're back to the question, why is Kippur better than Rosh Hashanah? Seemingly, they both have a par and an ayil. And you can't now give me the haluk and say, well, Kippur comes from private. But Kippur doesn't come from private. Oh, it says Kahlecha. But there's an opinion that says Kahlecha is actually Sibur. Oh, so once it comes from Sibur, so just like Kippur comes from Sibur, Rosh Hashanah comes from Sibur. So why don't you learn from Rosh Hashanah more than Kippur? Now the Gemara is going to just show us where these Shitot are. Then before we answer the question, where are these Shitot? Netanya, because we learned in a Braita, Kach Lecha, right? Whenever it says Kach Lecha, Mishil Lecha, Ase Lecha, Mishil Lecha, also. V'yikhu Elecha, take. And you shall take elecha to you Mishel Sibur. That's already from the Sibur. Devrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's Pirv Roshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer Ben Kahlecha. Uben Vikhu Elecha Mishel Sibur. doesn't matter. Even when Borei Olam tells Moshe, Kach lecha, which sounds like a private item, doesn't matter. It's still Meshel Sibur. Umak Talmud lomar kach lecha. So what does kach lecha mean? If it means take from the Sibur, why would Borei Olam use a lashon of kach lecha, take for yourself? So the Gemara says, which means the pasuk should say then v'yikru erecha. Why then say kach lecha, which is a private language? Kivyachol, it says if to say mishlecha ani rotze yoter mishlehem. It's as if Borei Olam is saying that what I'd rather the korban come from you than from the sibur, but take it from the sibur. Which means that we're talking about a time where Borei Olam is angry with Bnei Israel, might because of their sins. So Borei Olam says, Kach lecha, which is, I'd rather take it from you, but I can't take it from you because it's Korban Sibur. So I have to take it from the Sibur, but my preference would be to take it from you. That's the way Kivyakol, as if it is saying. That's one way of learning. Other way of learning it is, the way it brings it down over here is, take the money for the ketoret from the sibur funds, and I will consider the offering as if it came from your own money, Moshe, which I prefer. So that's why he says the lashon, use the lashon kiviyachol, which means as if God is saying mishilcha and you don't say yot mishilahem, meaning it's as if God is saying, I want your korban, Moshe's korban, better than Bnei Israel. The Gemara doesn't want to speak it out explicitly that Borei Olam was angry at Bnei Israel. So it says, if he's saying, Moshe, collect it from them, but I consider it as if you gave it. In any event, the Gemara says, Abba Hanan Amar, Mishum Rabbi El-Azhar, Katu V'chad Omer, V'asita Lecha Aron Etz. One pasuk says, make for yourself an Aron Etz. The Aron, the Ark. That's mashma, from your own. V'chatu v'achad omer v'asu Aron aseh shitim. One says it in plural, make for yourself. Haketzad, how do you explain this? Kan bizman shisrael osin nishorosh shel makom. When the Jewish people are following the will of God, then the Aron is considered made from the sibur. It's v'asu. Kan? Meaning after the Hetta Ayagel, God does not call the Aaron on the Jewish people's name anymore. Now it's considered already Moshe's, the Asit Alecha. Which means it was one Aaron. But the point is, when Am Yisrael is fulfilling the will of God, God considers the Aaron collective, the Asu Aaron. However, after the sin, then it already turns into a private situation of Moshe, for example, the Asita. Now, what do we see from here? Let's go back to our point. We see from here that according to one opinion, which is actually Rabbi Yonatan, he holds that when it says kach lecha, v'yikru elecha, it all means sibur. So if it all means sibur, we're back to the question for Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah is from the sibur, and the miluim, what also says kach lecha, is also from sibur. So then therefore, why can't you learn that Rosh Hashanah needs a 7-day preparation? It's got the same qualities. It's one day. It's got the same korbanot. And what? It's also paid the same way. It's paid from the sibur. That's the question of the Gemara. Okay, it's the koit Rabbi Yonatan. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo pedigi. Ela bekiyot de alma ba'asiyot de alma. When did they have this argument, these rabbis? When the pasuk just says take or aseh. So where does it come from? Does it come from private funds? Does it come from public funds? Kiyot de alma. For example, what is kiyot de alma? Kalecha samim. Ktoret. Kalecha samim. So Rabbi Yonatan will say that comes from public funds. Asiyot de'alma, what's an example of asiyot? Aseh lecha shte hasosot kesef. Make for yourself the two horns of kesef, that comes from sibur. Aval hanach. But the case of miluim, And the case of Kippur, Pirushe Kamifaresh de Mishlechahu. There it explicitly says that Aaron should take from his own, which is even Rabbi Yonatan in that case agrees that by the Kohen Korban on Kippur, or the Kohen's Korban, Aaron's Korban on the Miluim, that came from private funds. And therefore, it's much better to learn Kippur to the Miluim than Rosh Hashanah to the Miluim. Which means, when the Torah says Stam, Ka'lecha, yes, Ka'lecha, or Aseilecha, I can learn it Sibur. But here where it's a clear directive, where Borei Olam told Aharon, you go bring the Korban. So it's clear that what? That the Miluim was a privately funded Korban. And therefore, just like Kippur, Miluim was privately funded, Kippur also was privately funded. Therefore, it is similar. La Puke, Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuot, for that matter, that was community funded. Now the Gemara has to prove. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that God told Moshe Beferush for the Miluim that it has to come from his own pocket? And for that matter, how do we know on Kippur that God told Moshe that it comes from his own pocket? Or Aaron, it comes from his own pocket. Bimiluim Mechti. Ketiv, it says, Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemor ki'u si'ine izim nahatat. Like God told the Jewish people, take your si'ine izim for hatat. And now the Pasuk says, Ve'yomer l'Aharon kach lecha egel ben baka lehatat. Lamali. Which means here it's separating B'nai Israel and Aaron. B'nai Israel, tell them they bring the Sa'irim. And then go tell Aaron, bring a Egel ben Bakar. Lama, Lishmah minna, Kach lecha, mishalechahu. So you see, obviously it's separate. B'nai Israel have their Korban, Aaron has his Korban. B'yom Kippurim, how do you know? Mechdi, Ketiv, Bezot yavo Aaron lakodesh, Befar ben Bakar lechatat. Right? Aaron will go into the Kodesh with his bar ben for chatat. Umeet, and it says, Adat b'nai Israel, Kashnis, Shalezim, lechatat. And the Jewish people also bring two Shalezim. And then it says, "V'kriv et par hachatat asher lo lamali." What is the asher lo? You told me already. Aaron brings his, and the Bnei Yisrael brings theirs. What is asher lo? Shma mina hay lo mishel lo. So therefore, the Gemara concludes at this point that really everybody holds the korban of Kippur, the korban of Miluim, was done from private funds. Aaron personally had to pay for it. Therefore, it's similar to learn, just like the Miluim was 7 days of preparation before the Korbanot, so to Kippur had 7 days of preparation before. La'apuke, Rosh Hashanah, La'apuke, Shavuot, that what? Could be they had similar Korbanot, but it came from Tzibur money. Should be pointed out, and the Siyah Yitzhak does point this out, that although the Gemara does finally give an answer why we don't need 7 days preparation for the Korbanot of Rosh Hashanah, and basically the Gemara is telling us over there it's a difference because those Korbanot come from Sibur as opposed to the Korbanot of Miluim that come from privately funding, according to everybody, even according to the Yonatan. Siyah Yitzhak says the Gemara could have given a more simpler answer in the line of how we gave the other answers by Shavuot and just say that the pot and ayil of Rosh Hashanah actually both came as Musaf. Whereas the pot and the ayil of the Miluim, they came for Chobat Hayom. And therefore, it makes more sense to learn from Chobat Hayom Korban, like Kippur, to Miluim, than to Rosh Hashanah, that it's not a Chobat Hayom. So he really says that the Gemara could have answered that answer. However, it opted to answer to the truth that there is a difference as well, legabe the funding of it. Even according to Rabbi Yonatan, that the Sibur, or the Korbanot of Rosh Hashanah came from Sibur, as opposed to the Korbanot of Miluim and Kippur came from the Kohen itself. Come to Gemara now and gives other answers to what question? Why did you learn Kippur instead of other holidays? It's one track, the whole Gemara. Why do you need the 7 days preparation just for Kippur? You could have learned, let's say, other holidays, because in the Pasuk it says Lechaper. That was the original source Pasuk that we brought. The Lechaper, all the holidays have Korbanot to be Mechaper. So why specifically did you learn it to Kippur? So the Gemara says, Rav Asher. Right? This is another answer. Ravashi Amar, Danin par lechatat ve'ayil le'ola, mipar lechatat ve'ayil le'ola, la'apuke Rosh Hashanah ve'atzeret, de'tarvayu olot ninhu. Very good, simple answer. On Rosh Hashanah and Atzeret, both the korbanot, the par and the ayil, were korban ola. As opposed to Kippur and Miluim, there was a par and an ayil. One was for hatat and one was for ola. Similar korbanot. Right? There was no hatat on Shavuot. So therefore, we don't learn from Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah, because just korbanot, they were the same. Par and ayil. But Kippur and Miluim were similar, because it's par lehatat and ayin be'ola. Rabina gives another answer. Rabina Amar, danin avoda bechohen gadol me'avoda bechohen gadol lapuke kullehu kushyatan de'lav avoda bechohen gadol ninu. Other easy answer. There's a big difference between Kippur and Miluim and all the other holidays. Kippur has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. Miluim has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. La'apukeh, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Sukkot, even a Kohen Hediot can bring the Korbanot. So they have a very easy answer. We'd rather compare Avodot of a Kohen Gadol instead of the Avodot that are done with others. V'ikah de'amri, others have Ravina a little differently. Amar Ravina, danim Avodah Tehila, me'avodah Tehila. We're comparing firsts. Meaning, Kippur is considered a first, Miluim is considered a first, as opposed to the other holidays that are not considered firsts. And Yanma, the Gemara explains. My Tehila, what does it mean firsts? Ilema Tehila Bechoen Gadol. If you're telling me what? That it's Tehillah that the Kohen Gadol serves, meaning on Yom Kippur, that's already the first time of the year that the Kohen Gadol serves, right, bringing the Korbanot Tzibur, and on the eighth day of the Miluim, that was the first day that the Kohen Gadol serves. Well, Hainu Kamaita, that's similar to the first answer. That's similar to the first version of Rabina, that this is what a Kohen Gadol, and this is what a Kohen Gadol. I mean, if you're telling me that the first, I mean, this is the first time that the Kohen Gadol serves, you know, during the year on Kippur, and the first time he served as a Kohen Gadol was Miluim, that's Kohen Gadol. That's Ravina's first answer. Why is this version different? So the Gemara says now, Ela avodah tehila b'makom, me'avodah tehila b'makom. Meaning, where the Kohen Gadol serves. On Kippur, the Kohen Gadol serves where? In the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the first time and the only time of the year that he goes in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the first for where he goes. On Miluim as well, it was the first day that the Mizbeach was used. And therefore, to bring the Korban on the Mizbeach, that would be a Haitzon, that was also considered a first. So therefore, it's Danin Tehila Mit Tehila, as opposed to the other holidays. There's no first. They bring in the Korbanot on, there's no Kodesh Kodashim. So the danin tehila mit tehila is where the Kohen Gadol finds himself. Good? Okay. So let's review quickly the answers that we have until this point. Basically, we want to prove that Kippur needs 7 days. So the first round, we just tried to learn all the other holidays, and then we negated them for different reasons. Sukkot is a 7-day holiday, Pesach is a 7-day holiday. Okay, so we knock those out. Shemini Atzeret is ancillary to, subordinate to Sukkot, so you can't learn that. And then we went to Atzeret, and we went to Rosh Hashanah. The animals are different, and therefore it's not so similar. We took a route and said also that the monies of these Korbanot of Kippur and Miluim are privately funded from the Kohen, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot are publicly funded. Then the Gemara just went a totally different route in the name of Rav Asher. Hey, listen, when it comes to Kippur and Miluim, it's par and ayil. Those par and ayil were brought for the same reasons. Par The Chatat and Ayil Le'ola, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and let's say Shavuot, which is all Olot. And that takes care of Rosh Hashanah at least and Atzeret. Now, Ravina's two answers really answer everything. Not only Rosh Hashanah and Atzeret. They answer all the questions. Ravina is, you only compare things that are done with the Kohen Gadol. Those two things are Kippur and Miluim. Finish. Everything else is that. Not only Rosh Hashanah, Atzeret, Sukkot, Pesach, everything. Second version of Ravina, you judge firsts. Meaning, just like the Miluim is the first where the Mizbeah was inaugurated, the Mizbeah was never used before that.
He didn't go into the Kodesh Kodeshim and the Miluim also?
No.
Only Mizbeah.
And Kippur is the first time that he goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Now you can ask a question, but. And then she asked this question. What do you mean? It's not the first. On the 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu brought Korbanot on the Mizbeah. So it's not the first. So let's read that in Rashi. Rashi dibur matkil tahilat b'makom. Yom Kippurim yesh lo avoda lefnai v'lefnim. Right? You serve inside. Shebiyom Kippurim harishon hayta tahilat b'makom shekodem lachen lo nechnas Adam. Right? Yom Kippur, the first time he walked in to a place that nobody ever walked in before. Right, the first Yom Kippur, like, right? That was the first time anybody ever walked into a Kodesh Kodashim. Sham la'avod aviyom shemini demeluim hayta avodat tehila bebezbeach haitzon. Ve'im b'shvil shishimesh Moshe kodshvat shemei ha'miluim. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he served on the 7 days, the preparatory 7 days, and he brought korbanot. En tiruya avodat etzlo, etzl avodat kohanim shu belvush begde kehuna. Avodat means you have the begadim on. Moshe had a white cloak on that for that week it was considered kasher, but it was not considered Begdei Kehuna. So therefore his korbanot don't count as inaugurating the Mizbeah. Aaron inaugurated the Mizbeah the first time, the Begdei Kehuna. Comes the Gemara and goes further. Now, what the Gemara is going to do now is like this. Till now, how do we know Kippur, we got a pasuk, kasher siva Hashem la'asot lechaper. So we said just like you did 7 nights for the Miluim, lechaper we said is Kippur, and we learned from the word la'asot that was referring to the make, that was referring to making the paraduma. Both these items need 7 days preparation. Now the Gemara analyzes ki atar Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Matni Hada. Rabbi Yohanan, when he learned this pasuk, he learned it all as one. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Matni Tarte. But Rabbi Yoshua learned the pasuk teaching us two things. Meaning, Rabbi Yohanan Matni Hada la'asot lechaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. He didn't learn paraduma. He learned both. La'asot lechaper is all kippur. You don't need 7 days for preparation for paraduma. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi matitarte. Was Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi learned both things? La'asot elu ma'aseh farah lechaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. So now we have a fantastic machloket between Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yoshua. If ma'aseh para needs 7 days preparation, comes Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan matni hada. What do you mean? Rabbi Yohanan only learns one. What do you mean? We have a Mishnah. Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom Kippurim V'Shivat Yamim Kodem Serefat HaParah. Clearly, it says 7 days before Kippur you separate the Kohen, and 7 days before the Parah Adama you separate the Kohen. How can you come and tell me now you don't need it? Gemara says Ma'ala Be'alma. It's just a stringency, rabbinic stringency. Meaning, Kippur is Deoraita. Da'asot, Techaper, that's Deoraita. The Mishnah says you got to separate the Kohen for the Parah Adumah 7 days. It's nice. Ma'ala, they made a stringency. Why? To compensate for the leniency. Like we learned, there was a leniency that they used to metameh the Kohen, right? To make him a Tevul Yom, and then to bring his Parah Adumah, to make the Parah Adumah before Erev Shemesh. So to compensate on the leniency, to neutralize it, so they made a Chumrah the rabbis and said, you know what? We're going to say that you have to be separated for 7 days, but it's not a Din Torah. That's how Rabbi Yohanan will learn. Good? Now we continue. Kevra says, wait. Veha Amar Rabbi Minyomi. Bar Hilkiya, Amar Rabbi Mehasya, Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. That's the key word there, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Right, we're getting a statement from Rabbi Yohanan here. Kasher asa bayom hazeh, siba Hashem la'asot lekaper alechem. That's our pasuk by the Biluim that has the words la'asot and lekaper. La'asot elu ma'aseh para. Lekaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. And who made this statement? Rabbi Yohanan. And he's quoting a pasuk in the Torah, so you can't tell me ma'ala, it's rabbinic. He's the one quoting the pasuk. How could you tell me he only learned one item from the pasuk when he clearly learns two? Gemara answers, "Hahu derabbe." Nah, when he quoted that pasuk, he wasn't quoting it in his own name. That's his rabbi, Nabi Ishmael. How do we know? Because it says, "Dechiata when Nabi Kiata Rabin." When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mishum Rabbi Ishmael. He quoted Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Ishmael. La asot elu maase para lechaper elu maase yom kippurim. The only question is, no problem that Rabbi Yohanan's quoting the name of his rabbi, but Rabbi Ishmael was a Tana. Rabbi Yohanan was an Amora. How can Rabbi Yohanan argue on his rabbi who was a Tana? This is actually Tosfot's question. So Tosfot comes along and answers in one of his answers. We can look at it together. You see the Tosfot, the Burim Atin Dinabe? Just to see the question inside, you see the Ve'im Tomar? It's the beginning of the line, Ve'im Tomar.
Yeah.
V'im tomar Rabbi Yohanan hechi paliga Rabbi Ishmael shutana v'yesh tomar mishum de'ashkach b'raita lekaman. Okay, he found the b'raita later on, the Tanya Kivate, so he has a Tanayic source. Go down iname yesh tomar medekamar Rabbi Yohanan meshvid Rabbi Ishmael ha'achim mechlad Rabbanan peligi ale v'yud amal k'Rabbanan. From the fact that Rabbi Yohanan said it in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, what does that imply? That obviously the rabbis argue. The fact that they had it quoted to the name of Rabbi Ishmael means he's arguing. So whoever those people that argue, Rabbi Yohanan will go like those opinions, like the Rabbanan. Right? So therefore, either he found the Braita, or I don't even have to know where that Braita is. I just know from the fact that he quoted Rabbi Ishmael, there's somebody out there that argues, so he goes like the ones that are arguing. So it comes out, again, we have a fantastic Mahlokot over here. If Para even needs 7 days of preparation. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says,
what about Tshiva Tshiva? He doesn't go by the whole Tshiva?
No, they don't have it. They don't have it.
He said it can't be Oyom Kippur. He said
he's learning La'asot and La'asot and Kippur. Doesn't learn the Gezer HaShiva. He didn't have a Kabbalah in the Gezer HaShiva. Amar Le, my Gemara says, new point. Amar Le L'shtakish Rabbi Yohanan. L'shtakish comes and says, Rabbi Yohanan, Me'echa kayel fitla. He says like this, where you're learning that on Kippur you need 7 days preparation. Memiluim. Learning from the Memiluim. That's everybody agrees. Kippur needs 7 days. That's the source. Ima Memiluim kol hakatuv bahem ma'akev bahem. Af achad nameh kol hakatuv bahem ma'akev bahem. Well, if you're learning from Memiluim, it has to be similar to Memiluim. And therefore, if you don't do the Memiluim or you don't do it right, it's ma'akev. It affects the whole procedure. So too, if you're not going to do the Miluim for Kippur, meaning the 7 preparatory days, it's going to affect it. It's going to be ma'akev. Oh, so now the Gemara has a question. Because if you remember, we learned in our Mishnah, what did they do? They prepared a second Kohen, just in case the first Kohen becomes Tameh. But hold it, they didn't sequester him. And therefore, if he wasn't sequestered, the Chaurah should be ma'akev. Because Miluim lechaurah is ma'akev. How do you know they didn't sequester him? So look at the Gemara says. Gemara says, v'chitem achen ameh. If you tell me you're right, that without sequestering you have a problem. V'atera, we learned in the Mishnah, u'matkinin lo kohen acher. It says, and they prepare a second kohen, ve'lo ketani mafrishin. It doesn't say they separate or sequester another kohen, it just says they prepare. So you tell me, oh, means when they prepare, it means they sequester him. Gemara says, come on. Litni o idi v'idi matkinin o idi v'idi mafrishin. Use the same terminology. Why when it comes to the first coin you call it mafrishin, and when it comes to the second coin you say matkinin? Elas mashma that the first coin you mafrish, the second coin you don't have to sequester. So Amaleh, so Rabbi Yohanan says, Ela mor mehecha yalifla. Now, According to this, Rishtakish knocks out the whole Derash. Because it is, if you're going to learn from Miluim, you're stuck. So you got to start all over again. Your Derash to Miluim is a problem. Because if you learn from Miluim, you're going to have to sequester the second Kohen. And you didn't sequester him, and therefore, you can't learn from him. So we're back to the question. How do you know that the Kohen has to be separated 7 days? So that's what Rabbi Hanan tells us, Rishtakish. El amale, el amor, mecha yalifla. Where do you learn from? Amar misinai. From Sinai. Where do you learn from Sinai? Because we know that before Borei Olam spoke to Moshe, he was separated for 6 days. How do we know? The Chiv, it says, Vayishkon kevod Hashem al har Sinai, Vayichaseu e'anan sheshet yamim. It says the cloud covered Har Sinai 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe bayom ha-shvi'i, and he called him on the seventh day. Mechdi keti vayikra el Moshe bayom ha-shvi'i. Right? He didn't call to him until the seventh day. What was he doing the first 6 days? Ma'i sheshet yamim. What's the 6 days? Ze bana'av. This is a lesson to learn to the whole Torah. Shekol ha-nechnas b'machaneh shechina. That anybody that enters Mahane Shekhinah, the camp of Shekhinah, in this case would be the Har Sinai, would be Mahane Shekhinah, or the Mishkan, on the day of the Hakama, that would also be considered Mahane Shekhinah, even not going into the Kodesh Kodeshim. The actual Mishkan itself is considered Mahane Shekhinah. Ta'un Perishat Shisha would also mean, we know, Miluim we know, but Kippur. Yeah, Kippur is going to Mahane Shekhinah because going into the Kodesh, Kodeshim. So you need 6 days. So that's the source. That's the source. Right? That's the source. Again, just like Har Sinai, there was a 6 day preparatory for Moshe Rabbeinu because he's going to Har Sinai, it's Mahane Shekhinah. So too Kippur. The Kohen is going to go to the Kodesh, Kodeshim, Mahane Shekhinah. Therefore, you need 6 days. So comes the Gemara and says, hold it. One problem. Well, we learned seven. So it says 7 days. And incidentally, the Rashash learns on the first word of our Mishnah when it says Shiva'at. With a taf, that taf says it's day and night. Which means if it just would have said Shiva'at, it would say just day. So Shiva'at is day and night. But here it just says six. So the Gemara answers that. Matnitin the Biyudab and Betarau. He. The Hayish the Tum'at Beto. Different reason. The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, that's Choshesh, that what if the Kohen Gadol is having relations with his wife? And in the middle, she becomes Nida. The deen is, not only does the Nida become Tameh, obviously, but a Bo'el Nida also becomes Tameh Shiva, 7 days. So therefore, the reason why you need the seven is you need the extra day. Because in the case where he might have been Bo'el Nida, so you need the seven. So the Mefarshim asked the obvious question over here. So what are you learning from Sinai? Once already you tell me you have the Hashash of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, it's got nothing to do with Sinai. It's got to do with a Hashash that he might need 7 days. What problem? What do you need 7 days for? Because he might be Tameh 7 days. How if he was Bo'el Nida? Not on purpose. In the middle of the Bi'ash, he became a Nida. So what are you even bringing me? Moshe. For Moshe is six, but this six got nothing to do with anything. So the Mefarshim asked this question, and they answer the following. He says like this. Who's answering? This is the Ritba. Lule dina perisha lefne hachinisa lemachane shechina, lo ayat tzarich lafrish oto lelishkat parhedrin, vedai bima shemafrishin oto bebeto. If you were just worried about the Nida situation, I tell him, 7 days before he can't be with his wife. But why would you bring him to the office of the Parhedrin? Like we learned in the Mishnah, they brought him to the special office. Ela must be that you have to make a Pidisha. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, they separated him before he spoke to Moel HaSinai. You have to separate the Kohen away from not only his wife, but put him in a separate quarters, which you call sequester him, in order to prepare. No. No, you're not listening. If it was just, it's a combination of both. If it was just from the 7 days of Nidah, I say, stay separate from your wife. Stay home. Stay home. Don't be with your wife for 7 days. What does the 6 days teach me? You have to sequester yourself. Therefore, it's just don't be with your wife in the house. You got to go somewhere else. You got to go to the Shkat Panhedrin. So therefore, the six teaches me what? Where he has to go. The seven tells me why he has to go as well. It's not a combination. Not only does he have to go because he has to leave, because you have to prepare for Machaneh Shekhinah, but also because he might be Nida. But from Nida standpoint, it's enough just to leave his wife. Eh? What do you have to go actually be sequestered because of the 6 days of Machaneh Shekhinah? That's one of the answers of the Ritva. A more simple answer you could say is that the 6 days teaches you deoraita, he has to separate. And they just added an extra day for the hashash of nida. So therefore, the six is a deoraita, and the extra day of hashash nida was a drabbanan. That's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Ve'amen.